This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. The friendly April WASDE report met the quiet market expectations. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
With the intense volatility we are experiencing in the ag economy right now, the commodity markets are closely watching every single headline that pops up in the news. Yesterday brought the release of the April WASDE report, which is the first major ag report to be released since President Trump's latest wave of tariff announcements. Allendale commodity broker Ben Breich said the April WASDE was quiet and slightly friendly, which is what the markets anticipated.
You had corn come out. They cut the ending stocks to about 1.46, which is about 50 million bushels less than the expectation. A lot of that change came through an increase in exports. There was a little bit of a cut taken away too on feed residual, but that was offset more so by the increase in exports. And a little bit of the same story on the beans as well. They cut beans down to 375, which is about 5 million bushels or 5 million tons less than what the expectation was. So as you go through that, I mean, you got corn up 8 cents, you know, beans are up around 10 or 12 right now. And wheat was actually fairly unfriendly on that report. So out of the three big ones here, wheat is actually in the red. Well, you got corn and beans in the green. So the report, we got that. Like I said, it was friendly. But as soon as that came out, we're looking back at these headlines. What does it look like for Trump and with the tariff talk that's going on between him and the rest of the world?
There were also no changes to the crops in South America, which was also expected.
So kind of a quiet report. Really overall, if any surprises came from anywhere, it was really the corn and bean number being friendly and wheat being a little lower. But in terms of South America, no major changes there.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.